teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, take the glory today, even as we share in your word. You've made it so powerful that even dividing asunder the bone and the marrow. So today we know that we'll be taught. Today we know that we will understand. Today we know that we discern in our spirits. There'll be revelations. There'll be deliverance from Mount Zion. People of God will be blessed. And your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be to God in the highest. You know, our theme for the month is a supernatural encounter. Glory be to God in the highest. Have you ever had an encounter before? Because I want to ask you to describe it. You ever had an encounter before? Hallelujah. So what's an encounter? Encounter is not what you prepared for. Except you know that, look, the only way you can say you are preparing for an encounter is if, for example, you are going to meet, maybe you're going to meet Biden. Circumstantially, you're just going to meet him. And you're like, no, I'm not going to allow this to just go for nothing. I'm going to make it an encounter. That's, otherwise, an encounter is always a surprise. An encounter is not just, it's not usually a pleasant thing. It's like, ah. Hallelujah. And if you look in your dictionary, it's even more negative than positive. Except you deliberately are prepared to make it positive. It's usually a surprise. It's when you're getting something you don't expect that you can get. Glory be to God in the highest. So you cannot imagine when an encounter is supernatural. Whoa. Glory be to God in the highest. So for this woman, which we want to talk about, found in the book of John, hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest, hallelujah. John chapter 4, remember? The Bible says that, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees have come to terms with the fact that he was baptizing more people, though he never baptized any person directly, he was delegating, as it were. They became very jealous. Glory be to God. Therefore, Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples. So he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But a strange thing happened. But he needed, it wasn't like he wanted, he needed. You see, he needed to go through Samaria. So that becomes a composite thing, something that must be done. He needed to go through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And that was where all what happened. When they got there, he was tired. Is somebody following me closely? Now, let me quickly say this. By the time he was saying there was need for me to go to Samaria, he had options. He had shorter routes to take. But because he needed to go through Samaria, he took a detour. So I call it divine detour. Because he must go through Samaria. Could the must be important to his mission on earth? I think so. And that's what makes this particular discussion a little more interesting for us. Because I believe strongly today that somebody's life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. And so they were there. And the Bible will have us understand that they were tired. So you begin to ask yourself again the question, why would you take on such an arduous, tiring, a detour for this occasion? What about this occasion? And if we're going to be looking at this occasion, then two things are important to me here. The person involved and the mission of Jesus here. A lot of reasons, a lot of things to explain here, really. Great expositions that will startle you, honest. So they got there, as it were. The Bible said they were tired. And Jesus sat by the well. But one amazing thing is this. The whole of the 12 apostles left to look for food at the same time. Huh? They all left him and went to look for food. They must be tired. They must have been very, very hungry. Why won't one person even stay with him? Interesting. So they left him and he sat with them. Huh? And then one lone woman started walking towards him. Uh-oh. Only one, not two. In such climb, women will walk together because women are all together oppressed. And this was a singular woman. By the time she got there, she probably would do what she would do normally. Just turn away, fetch her water, and walk away. No good morning, no good afternoon, because men and women don't talk. That was the culture of the day. It was a taboo. It could result into death. Samaritans and Jews don't talk. They had bitter wars. To the extent that even the Samaritans have decided to build their own temple in Mount Gerizim. They wouldn't go to Jerusalem anymore. That was the bitterness that was there. So between this woman and this man that were meeting, they were Jews and Gentiles, so they won't talk. And they were men and women, they won't talk. So everything stuck up together to say, no, don't even try. But Jesus said there was need for me to go through Samaria. And so when the woman got close, you know, Jesus was the one that broke the dialogue. He said, hey, can you give me some water? Wow. Women don't talk to men. Samaritans don't talk to Jews. What's this man up to? The woman kept quiet, looked at him. It's like, wait a minute. Why are you, asking me, a Samaritan, to give you water? It's not normal. Why are you, a man, talking to a woman? No, it's not normal. Jesus said, you don't know what you're talking about. He didn't say it that way. He said it another way. How did he say it? If only you knew the gift of God. I'm praying for someone right today that you will not write off your destiny. That the gifts of God will break open before you right now in the name of Jesus. That all the lies of the past over your life in the name of Jesus begin to be broken. That in the area you least expect it, you see the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. There's a resistance here. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Now, You'll agree with me that what was happening to this woman had never happened to her in her life. Never. Never happened to any woman. Let me say to you quickly, because it hasn't happened in any man's life does not mean it's not going to happen in your life. Your breakthrough will surprise your generation. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting for something. I don't know what's wrong with you. You knew God has spoken to you and yet you are keeping your mouth shut. I say your breakthrough will surprise your generation in Jesus' name. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. So the woman was perplexed. He said, what's going on here? He said, wait a minute. You say you want to... He said, if I knew the gift of God, I will ask you. Rather than me asking you, you'll be the one asking me to give you water. He said, and the water I will give you will be coming you. Oh, well. She said, how are you going to get water? With what are you going to fetch? It's becoming more and more interesting. I'll come back and deal with this in a while. The dialogue continues. And the woman was wondering. See, this well is deep. And now you are saying that I will ask you, I will give you, you give me water, the water will become in me. I don't understand what you're saying. So, the dialogue continued. But let me leave the woman because I'm coming back there. I mean, let me leave this. Let me go back to. For this woman at that time, I just want to imagine that when Jesus was saying that there was need for me to go to Samaria, the woman was probably struggling to get out of bed. She was an outcast of the society. She obviously had no friends. Nobody would bound up with her. She was a serious failure. Not men, not women would bound up with her. And that explained why when she was coming to the well, she was alone, not even women. All the women would gather together and just go at the same time, just fetch water and walk away. She was avoiding the men as she was avoiding the women. Avoiding the children as she was avoiding the old. She was a lone ranger. Thank God that she hadn't become suicidal. She probably would have killed herself. I don't know where you are sitting today. But I was told when I was preparing that the reason for service today is to deliver you permanently. In the name of Jesus. In the same place where you have been attacked, they are coming to worship the Lord you serve. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, why are you talking this way? Because I know that the Holy Ghost is the teacher. And there will be understanding whether the devil likes it or not. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, glory be to God in the highest. I say, shout, glory be to God in the highest. Amen and amen and amen. The kind of miracles that you've never heard anywhere. You'll be the first to give it in Jesus' name. And when they ask you the question, you say, ask the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God in the highest. For this woman, little did she know that it was her restoration time. She never knew. She never even knew that there could be anything like a restoration in her life. But there will be a kind of restoration that the world will never forget. You say, what do you mean by that? Why are we talking about her today? Because of what happened many years ago, 2,000 years ago. To a woman that we never knew that will ever, ever, ever come out of her problems. And that's somebody's situation here today. And I'm glad I'm the one God is using to talk to you. Glory be to God in the highest. So for that woman, it was the time to favor her. It was the set time. Wonderful. So in other words, when it looked like there was nothing left, the creator of heaven and earth was thinking about her. He said, what do you mean? He was saying, I know the thoughts I'm thinking towards you. It's not the kind of thought that you will ever think of yourself, of any human being living or dead. But I know what I'm thinking about you. I'm not a man that should repent. If no man has been able to achieve such in anybody's life, other than negative, I am the creator God. I created you. I know your shortcomings. I know your strength. There are certain things I've ordained for your life that only you will accomplish, regardless of how horrible your life has been. And that's why there is need for me to go through there. So you wonder, you ask yourself the question. There are 1,001 human beings on earth. There are millions and millions of women everywhere. How come this woman? That's God. That's God. And the amazing thing that he is your God. Ooh, I feel the fire. I feel the fire. The fact that human beings are saying it is totally impossible does not make it impossible. It makes human beings totally impossible. Makes God be real. Makes men bow permanently in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost. I hope you will never forget that there's a pastor in Fountain. His name is not Taiwo. Taiwo is a delegated authority. The pastor of Fountain is the Holy Spirit. I hope you know that. And that's why we are very confident. Did you hear me say it? We are very, very confident of the ministry and the person and the power of the Holy. Of the Holy Spirit. That was where he would choose a woman, a non-entity that nobody ever knew ever existed. When he struggled to even lift herself up from the bed. And the dialogue continued. And continued. And the woman said, I'm getting curious. But one thing that we must praise God for was to get such a woman to begin to talk. That was strange. Such a woman will never talk. Now that shows the ingenuity of Jesus Christ and how he relates with people. The woman became so free that she was talking to Jesus. She got to a place where she said, you know what? Can you give me this water? So it will save me from ever coming to look for water. At least it will save me from dodging people and hiding from people, hiding in the corners and crevices coming to. At that point, Jesus knew that now I got her interested. Guess what he said? Give me this water. Jesus said, at this point, I need to talk to your husband. I'm sure she was like, now here we go. I knew we would get to this place. She said, you know what? I don't have a husband. Jesus said, you're right. You know, the good thing about you is that you're forthright. You're very authentic. She looked at him. He said, because you know, you had 5 husbands. Whoa. And now you have another one that you're not married. Okay. Who is this man? This is an aspect of my life that very few people know. And those who know don't want to have anything to do with me. So he knows. And yet, he broke a dialogue. And He's talking. Who is this man? Are you a prophet? More than a prophet. She has forgotten that if only you knew the gift of God. You know, my prayer for you is that you don't take the gift of God for granted. It's pretty easy to do that. You get familiar with Jesus, you throw him around. You get familiar with the anointing, with his anointing, you throw it around. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God in the highest. I don't know who I'm talking about right now, but I can see you clearly. Jesus is waiting for you in your bedroom. Honest, I mean it. He's waiting for you in your bedroom. Divine encounter. In the name of Jesus. You know that scripture that says that you'll be coming cities? You'll be beckoning to cities? And cities that don't even know you will be the one, the first to run to you to assist you. He's waiting for you in your bedroom. In the name of Jesus. I'm not trying to talk you happy. I'm telling you the truth. This is the kind of thing they experience when you are working with the Holy Spirit. You let him do what he has to do. The best you can do is to yield. The best you can do is to yield. And the greatest mistake we've ever made is to neglect him. That has been our problem. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And again, I thought of this woman. And I realized, like I said to you, there were many people that you could have chosen from. But I'm reminded that the race is never to the swift. That the battle to the strong. He chooses whom he wills. And right now he's pointing in somebody's direction. He said, Pastor, is it just happening? No, from the foundations of the earth. Remember the scripture that says that blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places? Even as he has chosen us before the foundations of the earth. So for him to say that there is need for me to pass through here, it was long settled. And so when she was goofing and messing up herself, divorcing and marrying, did she know that she was messing up something unusual? But thank God for his mercies, which are new every morning. It's a new beginning for somebody here today. In the name of Jesus. You never knew what you were coming to encounter in church today. You thought it was going to be like church as usual. No, it's not. There are certain words you're going to hear today that you've even heard that will never leave you until eternity. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. You'll agree with me clearly by the grace of God. That woman left struggling, almost not going to the well. But by the time she finally left the well, the whole city was clamoring for her. The whole city, men and women. Some spend their whole lives looking for fame. Some don't struggle. Some go to a place where they yield over to the Holy Spirit and he lifts them up. Remember the song we sing? It says, yeah, the glory and the lifter of my head. The glory and the lifter of my head.
For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. The glory and the lifter of my head.
To know the person of the Holy Spirit. To know the power of the Holy Spirit. To know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. To know the anointing of the Holy Spirit is to know that he is your glory. Is to know that he is the lifter of your head. Is to know that very little things disturb your life. Is to know that you always always appear when he's needed. It's not that he never leaves, he never forsakes. That was what he was demonstrating. Can you imagine? I'm reminded too as I thought of the woman. I said, can you imagine that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above? Not in her wildest dreams would she ever expect that she would be the one that Jesus would make a detour for and get so tired and be waiting for her to come. But that's the Jesus you and I serve. That's the Jesus who is my Savior and your Savior. That's the one that has changed your life for good from today. Oh, he's been there for a long time, but much more now from today. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout glory be to God in the highest. I'm still just talking about the woman, you know. Because I concluded that there are just two reasons why. Well, many reasons. And of paramount importance to me today. Two reasons. Why you say there is need. Not that, hey, shall we? No. There is need. It's sacrosanct that I pass through here. If I don't go through here, the rest of my mission will be difficult. You say, really? Yeah. So let me get into the second one. You know, he said to her, by the grace of God, you have asked me and I would have given you water. And the water I will give you will become a well. Uh-oh. You mean the water will become a well? Yes. The water will become a well. Yes. A well of living, not death water. Not dying water. Not killing water. Will become in you living water, destroying every death force. You would have asked of me, I would have given you water. It was at this point, he said, can you please give me this water? Oh, before then, she had said to him that, wait. Remember we are talking of this water that was given to us by our father, Jacob. Now, Jacob was not, he wasn't limiting Jacob to just the Jews or Noah. He was not saying, our father, that is your father and our father. So are you now saying that the world that our father gave us or has given us is inferior to the water that you're going to give us from this well? That was what she meant when he said that, are you superior to our father? Are you saying that this? Jesus didn't get into argument with her. Said this will become a well and it will flow. Ladies and gentlemen, the only place that we've heard that before was in John chapter 7. That is after 4, chapter 7. Remember? On that great day of the feast, glory be to God. And what happened in chapter 7? Chapter 7 was saying the same thing, but not to Samaritans. It was saying the same thing to Jews, because his death and resurrection will be both for the Jews and the Gentiles. It will remove the wall of partition and bring the two of them to be one. He was coming to die for humanity, not just the Jews or the Gentiles. And so now he was telling them, he was telling the Gentiles that, hey, listen to me. I will give you this water. This water will remain permanent in you. We are back to the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. So the reason I'm coming here is to let you know that the reason you are here, you are a human being on earth, is that you can become my abode. And it will be permanent forever. So he did it for the Gentiles, and he did it for the Jews. And thereafter he proceeded to accomplish his mission. So we are back to the Holy Spirit indwelling man. But my ultimate interest, how did he zero in on this woman? The way he's zeroing on you today. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, glory be to God in the highest. Shout, glory be to God in the highest. So the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus in you. And to through you reveal Jesus to the world. And that launches you into your assignment for life and eternity. And that's all we're here for. I see a new you. In the name of Jesus. I see a confident you. In the name of Jesus. I see a sweet you. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. You see, I discover now that you don't find rest anywhere except in the presence of the Lord. Can't you see the way it works? If all that he has come to do is to establish himself in you and make you understand that, look, you are a vessel chosen by him. That's another word. You say, what do you mean by another word? How did this rain on him when there are so many people? He was chosen. You are chosen. The fact that you are a Christian signifies the fact that you are chosen. Hallelujah. So the least you can do is to begin to expect more from your heritage. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Oh, we give him praise, we give him honor. We worship, we adore him. Let me begin to conclude what I'm trying to share. And I pick it right from part of the discussion too. Glory. Amen. Yeah. He said to me, yeah, you have to say the truth. And the man was shocked. Hallelujah. Aha. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 21. Jesus now said to her, he said, woman, believe me, the hour is coming. Now you will understand if you are a serious person or you are giving it a little bit of academics. If all since you've been talking, I just want you to say, please believe me. I'm telling you to give more attention to what I'm about to say. He says, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain, Mount Gerizim, nor in Jerusalem worship the Lord. Because he was asking. He said, but our people said that we should worship on this mountain, and people say it's in Jerusalem. That was because they have had a war and they fought each other, and they look, man. He says, you worship what you do not know, but we know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Jesus was talking to her. Okay? But the hour is coming. Jesus was still speaking. Is somebody hearing me? Are you with me? He was telling her at the time, he said, the hour is coming. And now is. So you don't leave here and say, no, it's in the future. He said, it has started. Yes, it has started. I say it has started. And now is. What is when the true one? When you stop deceiving yourself, when you know what it is, there's worship and there's worship. And so what constitutes true worship? Listen. So when the true worshipers, we worship the Father in spirit, not anyhow, in spirit. That buttresses the fact that when I give you this water, It will become a well flowing into eternal life, spiritual life. And I will give you. And now he has given us. At that time, he was yet to give them. But now he has given us. And now the problem of our time is we don't even know what we have. But one of the things I desire to achieve today in the name of Jesus, you begin to know what you have. And to know what you have, it's you begin to anticipate what you have. To begin to expect what you have. And leverage with the Holy Ghost to see some signs and wonders. See God glorified in your lifetime. In the name of Jesus. I'm talking about you. Tell your neighbor, say, he's talking about you. If they're not sure, turn to another and say, I mean you. And if they're still looking like they're doubtful, say, he's talking about me anyway. Say it like you mean it. There's something unusual about me. And the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, now you start to brag. No, I'm not bragging. No, I'm not. The devil is telling you a lie. He said, what do you mean? Did you hear Jesus say that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? Was he bragging? No. Somebody shout, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be. The more you realize it and the more you declare it, the more you put the devil to flight. I see some miracles beginning in your life today in the name of Jesus. You say, why did you say that? Because up until now, you have no courage to even see anything because you so much believe that lie because that's what has happened in everybody's life. But now, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, you are saying, no, it's possible, and I believe it, and that's it. He says, let me go back a little bit. But the eye is coming. And now it is. When the true worshippers will worship the Father. Don't kid yourself. There will always be true worshippers. And God depends on you. When the true worshippers. Let me pick it again. We'll worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Isn't it amazing that the Father is craving for true worship? In spite of all the worships that we know we have on earth, can he depend on you? So there's something like worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And he's seeking such. Now, the amazing thing was that this message was taught to the woman that you and I will not reckon with. And he's through this woman, disseminating this information to the entire world. There is something about you that the world is yet to see. Yeah. That's what I brought to you today. Introduce you to your new level. All this shaking, shake for woo. When God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and the That woman left her pitcher. She left her bucket. She ran to town. The woman that would not look at anybody's eyes. She ran, jumping and screaming and shouting. And men were running after her. The woman that came alone, shivering. You will go back rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. What paralyzed your great grandfather will see you and flee. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, what about your anointing that you keep on praying about every day? Everyone, when they come, you go back and lean down, they'll pray for you. Then another one come, you go down and pray for you. They pray for you every year, and yet you are never delivered. What do they call it? generational curse. People believe more in generational curse than the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine? I'm not saying that there's no generational curse. But every year they pray for general curse over you now. The same view that they prayed for when that man of God came was the same view they prayed for 10 years ago when they came. The same view they prayed for 3 years when they came. The same view they prayed for last Sunday when they came. So general curse is bigger than Holy Ghost. Can't see the rubbish we've been doing to the Holy Spirit? Generational curse, generational name. Yeah. If any man be in Christ, a new creation. So fine, that thing happened to you. Now I'm wiser. I will deal with it through the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout glory be to God in the highest. They that worship him in spirit and in truth. It didn't stop there. This was a message he was giving to a woman. He's a pastor. But it happened to my great-grandfather. It's happening to me now. So how do you explain that? Listen and listen well. Please listen to me. Let me make it clear to you that no matter how confused you may be, I will never be confused. Get that straight away. Whoever told you that my great-great-grandfather was a born-again Christian? Whoever told you that my great-grandfather was born again? Whoever told you that my grandfather was born again? And if he was born again, was he not able enough to know that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation? Did he know? Why will you now, being born again, for whom Jesus died and lived his life and resurrected, now going to live the life of your father who was never born again? And you go for deliverance every year and lose everything you have every year. It's time to face up to the devil and put him where he belongs. In the name of Jesus. I'm not saying there are no, there are. Just like there are familiar spirits who wear the face of a great-grandmother. So instead of saying, Holy Ghost, help me, you say, my grandmother, pray for me. What they say is, I don't sleep, oh, I know you are dead, you are gone. Don't sleep, oh, open your eyes and be saved and delivering your children, oh. Where is the Holy Spirit? That is ancestral worship. Show me the scripture. And that's what we carry and be distributing to our people in church. Perverting doctrine. When lay hands on them, they will fall down. Eh? It's falling down deliverance. But you have known that I suffered it, yes, because of my ignorance. Never again! In the name of Jesus. Let me finish this. Not mere rhetorics. This is realities of realities. The word of God is true. And I want to challenge you right now in the name of Jesus. What is it in your life that is seemingly totally impossible? Will you rise up and begin to pray in the Spirit? Yes, begin to pray in the Spirit. Knowing fully well that who he has promised is faithful enough to do it. And he who began this good work in you will perfect it even until the coming of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Ratura is your season of unusual recovery. Is your month of supernatural encounter. Open your mouth and declare. With God, nothing is impossible. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. And all he's come to say is that, look, your body is my temple. I seek such to worship me. He said, God is spirit. You are spirit. Every plotting, every design of the devil against your life, I still let it become like Pharaoh in the Red Sea right now in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians you saw, you will never see again in Jesus' name. No divination, no enchantment. The vinyls lifted up directly against you, they will become mad. Great is the God you serve, and great is to be saved. I mean, to be served. The Holy Ghost is your standby. Is your teacher, is your revelator. Your confidence in the Holy Spirit is unusual. Your trust in him is unusual. Open your mouth and declare. We give him praise. We give him honor. We worship him. We adore him. I wish we have one whole hour to pray in the spirit. We will come to church for all night and I'll say, please give me 1 hour to pray. By the time we finish, people cannot stand. The power of God is swinging people all over the place. I mean real life. It's real. We are back there. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, glory be to God in the highest. Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Take all honor. Take all adoration. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.